Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with my Faith and Freedom Show. You can tune in every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. and pick me up. We're going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Today's discussion is with regard to the Freedom of Information Act request that the Gold Antitrust Action Committee has filed, and it looks like the government is stonewalling them. He said Bill Murphy of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, he called it GATA. He said that the government is lying to them or stonewalling, and actually it's lying and stonewalling. It's just something that we've seen happening. The government is not very forthright in being honest and open. When the American government that's supposed to be operating as a matter of law, it's a creature of law, so it should be operating according to the law, should be very open, not clandestine. There should be a whole lot of non-discretionary functions. They should be ministerial. It's an operation of law, so it should be something that they're just carrying out the plan. The plan is supposed to be exposed to those people of the United States of America, should be exposed to the public. Well, it's not being exposed to the public that the government is hiding information. Well, we're worried about what might happen. That's not a good thing when they're worried about what might happen if the truth comes out. So Bill Murphy and his GATA organization, G-A-T-A, Gold Antitrust Action Committee, they're doing something about it. They're trying to get to the information and have it published, have it available to the public, so it'll actually be a government of the people. And it should be a minister of God for our good, not a minister of mammon. You can't have or serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. That's what Jesus said. So that's my biblical perspective on that one. I went to the International Monetary Fund website. That's where I go. I go to things that, let's just go to the source. Let's not go to news organizations and look at their summaries. We're going to go to the source. Of course, this source, the International Monetary Fund, and their news reports, the little newsletters that they post on their website, they are a little, they're news, okay? They've got news agents, people who are journalists putting these things together, and it is a PR document. So it's a public relations document. It is a manipulation document. So we can't just take everything at its face value. But well, let's just see what the International Monetary Fund is saying. And the point I want to be touching on here is something that Bill Murphy said in his previous segment with us. Is he was talking about, in response to my statement, I said, well, are they still going to manipulate it? Is there something going to be happening? I described what might be going on in the future. And he said, no. The manipulation's over. They can't handle it. Those who have manipulated the markets in the middle of this crisis and leading up to the crisis are out of ammunition. They don't have enough stuff to feed into the system to keep the markets down. So Bill Murphy said that there's going to be an increase of gold because there's not enough gold. They sold today's gold years ago at 1/4 of what the price of gold is now. In fact, they sold it for what I think is below what it costs to produce. So they're kind of in a panic. The world's largest gold mining organization is sort of in a jam, and supply is not meeting demand. The financial markets, the paper money, the paper world of financing is falling apart, and it's necessary in times like that that people shift their assets into something that's tangible. So right now, gold should be absolutely going through the roof. I made a comment that I said right in the middle of what was finally published in the United States news sources and the mainstream media. They published just before the Treasury Department went to Congress and said, the sky has fallen. We need to save everybody with a bailout. I mean, just prior to that happening, the mainstream media finally published that we were in a global financial catastrophe. But the thing is, folks, it was already known that we were in a global financial catastrophe. So in September of 2008, when this stuff finally made the mainstream media in the United States, you would think at that time gold would be skyrocketing. In fact, you would think that prior to that and during that time that people with the know would be shifting their assets to gold, something that was tangible, knowing that their paper assets were going to plummet. And we're in the middle of plummeting. But what was the gold market doing? It was at, it went from over $1,000 an ounce down to $720 an ounce. That's a significant decline. And it was right in the middle of the time when you think that it should have been going the other direction. So it occurred to me that somebody was manipulating the market. Now, something I had been doing is I had been making reports about our financial crisis while it was happening. I mean, I didn't see it in the mainstream media, but what I did is I looked overseas and I saw some articles that were going on, some things that were being reported and published. And it was very clear that we were in a global financial catastrophe. I'm going to go to the IMF article. Here's a April 16th, 2008 IMF report. IMF Survey Magazine, what the numbers show. Credit crisis fallout. Listen to this. Credit crisis fallout. This is after the fact terminology here. But this was April of 2008. Supposedly, this was before the credit crisis? No, this was essentially 6 months before the United States mainstream media started reporting what was going on, is what it was. But it was already past tense in April 2008. Says emerging markets see sharp decline in corporate funding. Capital inflows to the corporate sector in emerging markets have witnessed dramatic declines in recent months, signifying spillovers from the funding. See, this is a spillover from the funding and credit risks in mature markets in the wake of ongoing financial crisis. See this word, financial crisis. Crisis. This was April 16th, 2008. In fact, I'm thinking, you know, I thought I said something to a friend of mine. I said, yeah, I talked to my friend from, he works at Bank of America. And I said to him, hey, how come, is it me or am I the only one that is noticing that we're in the biggest global financial catastrophe in history? And I'm thinking it wasn't in July that I said that. I might have said it on the radio in July of 2008. But I was visiting with this friend at the end of February, early part of March of 2008. And I said to him, that's what I said. How come I'm the only one who's noticed? This can't be that I'm the only one that noticed we're in a global financial catastrophe that is bigger than anything we've seen in history. So how can I just anecdotally figure that out? It was not in the mainstream media. Something's up, folks. Something is not right. When this thing that I'm a non-expert, I mean, literally in February of 2008 was saying, there's a financial crisis and it's not being reported. But let's see what the IMF said. This is April 16, 2008. Capital inflows to a corporate sector in emerging markets have witnessed dramatic declines in recent months, signifying spillovers from the funding and credit risks in mature markets, that's us, in the wake of ongoing financial crisis. This is a wake here. This is a wake. That means we're behind it. It's already happened. The financial crisis has already occurred or begun occurring, and they're talking about being in its wake in April 16, 2008. In fact, I was reading earlier in an earlier segment about a January 2008 report on the IMF, a little newsletter from the IMF, and they were using the same terms as if this financial crisis was past tense. Past tense, folks. Let's continue. Debt spreads in emerging corporate markets have widened and primary market bond issuance has fallen sharply. This is April of 2008. As market conditions have deteriorated. And you know what? I think in April 2008, gold was actually reflecting what was going on. I think their price went up in April 2008. Bond issuance has fallen sharply as market conditions have deteriorated. According to the IMF's Monetary and Capital Markets Department, private sector forecasts of emergent market corporate financing have been scaled back, with J.P. Morgan estimating financing at, now listen to this, this is April 2008, $72 billion for 2008, roughly half of last year's level. I will tell you the previous year's level was insane. I'm going to go to a chart right now. It's a chart that was on the IMF website, and there's a link there where you can go to back some of their past newsletters. There's a chart here. It says tighter corporate funding. And this is an April 16th, 2008 report. Emerging market corporations are facing greater difficulty in getting external financing, a result of contagion from mature markets. In other words, there's a global financial crisis, and it's not in the mainstream media. I'm looking at these years. Quarter one, it says private sector gross external bond issuance in billions of dollars, over $60 billion. In the first quarter 2005, about $56 billion in the second quarter, about $55 billion in the third quarter, back up to $60 billion in the fourth quarter of $60 billion of 2005. Let's look at 2006, and these are first, second, third quarter in this order. About $82 billion down to $63 billion, down to $45 billion, back up to $75 billion. Now, 2006, it got a little bit crazy, and I'd love to go on and talk about some of that, which was an easy forecast from some of the printing of money that was going on in the United States post-Katrina. So the fourth quarter of 2006, it was up to $75 billion. Let's look at 2007. It went from quarter three of $42 billion, quarter four of 2006 to about $73 billion, the next quarter up to $118 billion in loans, in bonds. Okay, let's say bonds. Quarter two, over $140 billion. So in four quarters, it went, let's just read the numbers here. 42, 73, 120, and 142 billion in that order. That's insane. It went up several hundred percent, these loans, up to the second quarter 2007. Guess what was going to happen? A bubble had to burst. It was a no-brainer. It had to burst. So what happens in third quarter 2007, from being at $145 billion roughly, the next quarter it's down to about $100 billion less. Goes from about $143 billion. I'm looking at a chart, so I'm trying to eyeball this. Goes from $143 billion in loans down to $43 billion in loans. Next quarter, it's less than that. It's 30-something. The next quarter, first quarter of 2008, it was down to less than $10 billion. In less than a year, it went from $140-plus billion down to less than $10 billion. Major financial catastrophe, folks. This is not just a glitch. This is not just a recession. There's major insanity happening here. So what I'm going to do is on the break is I'm going to check the gold rates. I'm going to go find out what the gold markets are, and I'm going to find those numbers, and I'm going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about what was gold doing in April 2008, when the IMF made this report about, which I would think if this report came out and everybody was paying attention, gold ought to be going up. It just should. Now, remember, it wasn't happening in mainstream media. Quarter one of 2008, major financial crisis catastrophe happening. Nobody in our neighborhood was paying attention to what was going on. What's up with that? What's up with the mainstream media not mentioning it? What's up with that? They didn't start reporting to it until many banks began collapsing. I mean, just collapsing completely.